This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, Now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Okay, so we're actually going to be starting with a bit of copy. I know there's an image on screen right now to a CBC article. Maybe just hold off on that one for a second, guys, because I've got some news here coming out of Toronto. It's almost like the vegetables before we have our dessert. So COVID-19 vaccination town hall are going into effect for Toronto residents. So Toronto Public Health invites people who live, work, or study in Toronto to a town hall about COVID-19 vaccines. Dr. Vanita Dubley, Associate Medical Officer of Health, will answer your questions about COVID-19 vaccines available in Canada, safety and benefits of vaccines, how to get vaccinated, and who's eligible, and ways to reduce spread of the virus. There's no registration required, and you can choose from any one of these three upcoming sessions, the first one being on Wednesday, May the 12th. That's tomorrow from 6:30 p.m. Eastern to 7:30 p.m. Eastern time. There's some phone numbers where you can log into this one. It's 416-915-6530 with an access code of 13351883. There's also an online password to log in online. You know what I'm going to do? Instead of reading you big, long website addresses, we'll just put this up on the blog after the show, ami.ca/nowblog. So there's going to be a session tomorrow, 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Eastern time. There's going to be a session on Thursday, May the 13th from 11 a.m. Eastern time to noon Eastern time. Again, there's going to be phone access and online access to that one. But again, we'll put that up on the blog, ami.ca/nowblog. And there's a third session going on this Saturday, May the 15th, from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern time, again, with both phone and online access into that one. And we'll make sure to put that up on our blog after the show, ami.ca/nowblog. Now, those were your vegetables. Now let's have a little bit of dessert. This one coming to us from CBC News, written by Nicole Mortellaro. Astronauts with disabilities can apply to Europe's space agency for the first time. In its most recent recruitment call for the six astronauts, the European Space Agency announced that the para-astronaut feasibility project aimed at including candidates with some physical disabilities. Aside from filling rigorous requirements, which include having to have a master's degree or higher in natural sciences, medicine, engineering, mathematics, or computer science, the astronaut candidate can apply if they have a lower limb deficiency. For example, due to an amputation or congenital limb deficiency, they have a leg length difference, or they have a short stature below 130 centimeters. The vacancy closes on May the 28th, with final selection in October of 2022. Now, while the ESA's program may be a welcome start to many, it's just that, it's only a start. There's so many other disabilities that are being excluded from this. But the current plan, which has a 1 million euro budget, is to reassess hardware, training, and other mission elements to determine what modifications may be needed to ensure people with physical disabilities are able to operate safely in space. While no other space agencies are exploring missions for astronauts with disabilities, an emailed statement from NASA says they are following the ECA's program with some interest. NASA applauds the ESA's emphasis on diversity and inclusion for its para-astronaut selection process and program. NASA shares a common goal with our commercial and international partnerships to make space fully accessible. So, again, very small step. A lot of disabilities still being excluded from this application process, but it is indeed a step forward for space exploration. I don't think you're going to get me into a rocket anytime soon, but still, if that option ever became available, maybe, most likely not. I don't like airplanes. Why would I like rockets? You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.